Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
All that's gone on this week, and it's unfortunate that not more people are here, because I'm sure the praise dancers are going to inspire and lift up the name of Jesus. But you know what? This actually goes along with what I'm about to speak. So let's pray, and then we'll get into the message. As they all say, I'm not going to be long before you tonight, since we got two speakers. Amen. So let's pray. Father God, the word is life unto us. And you said when you were here that in the word of God we have eternal life, and those words speak of you. And so, Lord, we open up the word to speak of you, to show us the path that you laid out for us. And we just ask that you would give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying to us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone said, amen. So the title of the conference is Life of a Warrior. And the theme, of course, is dedication. And Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, and I'm summarizing, but let me see if I can pull it up on my Bible. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. And so as I was meditating on that theme, I wanted to concentrate and combine the life of a warrior with the theme of dedication. So go with me, if you will, to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8 through 12. And we're going to look at what the Bible calls some of David's most renowned warriors. And I don't know how many people have read this chapter. I'm sure if you've read through the Bible, you've seen it. But these 30 men have a very special place in the army of David. But I'm only going to concentrate on the first two, all right? If you're there, everybody say amen. I guess you got it on the board. So it says, these are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb-Bash-Beth, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino, the Esnite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines, but he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. So I want to concentrate on the last two specifically, Shammah and Eleazar. Now, I want you to look at what happened with them. First of all, everybody else left. Everybody say, everybody else left. So one of the things about dedication is that it's a decision that you have to make as an individual. Initially, when you dedicate your life to the Lord, nobody is there but you. And the Bible says that when we all die, we're all going to stand before the Lord on our own. So there is a point in dedication that we are all alone. And it's a decision that has to be made, and it's not a popular decision. In other words, a lot of people are not necessarily going to go with you when you make your decision to dedicate yourself. But notice what happens, especially with the first gentleman, Eliezer. He got in the middle, he was fighting so diligently to that his hand closed onto his sword and they couldn't get it out of his hand. He was so dedicated to defending the territory of Israel that he fought until he could fight no more. But notice eventually, everybody say eventually, our second point is that their dedication turned out to be a blessing for those that were around them. Notice after Eliezer defeated all the Philistines. First, let's go back to verse 9. It says, Eliezer, one of the three, the Philistines were gathered in battle. He arose and attacked the Philistines. But before that, it said, the people retreated. But after he had attacked them and won the victory, the people returned after him only to what? Plunder or spoil. Do you guys know what that means? That means they got all the good stuff. After he had already done the hard stuff, they came. Look at all that gold on them. Hey, get the bags. Get the trucks. Back up the chariots. Look at all this stuff that we have. You see, your dedication goes way beyond you, but it always starts with you. It's always an individual decision that you have to make. It's something that we and God make a choice about. And the second thing I want to say about dedication and being single about dedication, if I can get this thing to act right, is that sometimes when you dedicate yourself to what God has called you to, you may feel alone, but you are not alone. Let's go to John chapter 16, 32 and 33. And of course, you guys all know that the book of the Gospel of John is about the life of Jesus, and this is as Jesus is closing his ministry out. And he's getting ready to face crucifixion. Verse 32 says it this way. Indeed, the hour is coming, and yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each of his own, and will leave me alone. Everybody say, leave me alone. And then Jesus says it like this, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Look to your neighbor and say, the Father is with me. Jesus said, what did he say? I will never what? Leave you nor forsake you. So even though you dedicate yourself as an individual, God's presence is with you until the end. And so even though we are by ourselves in our dedication, we're never alone in our dedication. Amen? It's God who gives us the ability to even dedicate our lives. See, sometimes people think about salvation as if it was their idea. One day we were walking down the street and decided on a nice sunny day. He said, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to go get saved today. Nobody gets saved like that. Because it's not our idea. It's God's idea. God has to drag us into salvation. I don't know about you guys, but he had to just continue to knock on my heart before I finally got it, understood. And then when I did get it, I was like, man, it's that easy? It's so easy to accept Christ? Is it? Why isn't everybody saved? And all, I was beside myself about how simple God has made it for us to surrender and give our lives to him. I was like, man, I said, how come everybody's not saved? What's the, because it's not our idea. It's his idea.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
But the point here is dedication. You may feel alone, but you're never alone. And, you know, especially when you get saved at a young age. I got saved when I was 19, which is kind of a young age. And for the most part, I went and shared the gospel with my brothers, my sisters, my friends. So most of them accepted Christ, so then I wasn't really alone in that sense. But initially, they looked at me differently. You guys remember those days when you accepted Christ and everybody started, it'll wear off. Or, why you got to be all that serious about it? I want to go to church too, but, you know, I ain't going to be doing all that, you know. But see, that's because they didn't see the dedication that God was calling you to. And so sometimes we lost friends because of what we dedicated our lives to. Amen? We lost family members in some cases. But Jesus says that he that loves mother and father more than me is not worthy of me. Now that's a tough statement, but that's the idea of dedication. God becomes your priority over everything and everyone. And we see this in the lives of these soldiers. Let's go back to 2 Samuel and look at the second warrior. Now this person, Shammah, he stands in the middle of a field. And again, it says, so the people fled from the Philistines before the fight started. I'm sorry. Chapter 23, verse 11. I know you're all looking at, where are we at? I'm sorry. So he's there, and back then, what the children of the Philistines, or all groups for that matter, they attacked to get the crops of the ones they were attacking. Amen? And that's why he's in a field of lentils. Now, for those of us that don't know what lentils are, that's just beans. And most of us don't even like beans. When our kids were bad, they had to eat beans. It's like, no, you ain't going to eat nothing but pork and beans for the next week. Some of them didn't get it, so they ate it for a month. And to this day, Marquise won't eat beans very much. But this man was dedicated not just to the beans, but to the defense of his nation. And just like David, when David came to Goliath, what were the other soldiers doing? They were hiding. Every time Goliath showed up, they hid. They ran. Everybody was running when Shammah stood his ground, literally. And he said he stationed himself in the middle of the field so that he can see them all coming at one time. And he said, the Bible says, the Lord brought about a great victory because one was dedicated to the defense of the nation of Israel. And sometimes you have to do the unthinkable to continue to mature in the things of God. You have to do self-sacrifices to grow in the spirit. I put it this way, dedication is an act of surrender and submission and helps us to crucify our flesh. See, when you dedicate yourself, and I don't care what it is, even in a marriage, marriage is really dedication to one another. Amen? And what are you saying when you get married? Come on, how many married folk out there? What do you say when you get married? To death do us part, forsaking all others. That means there's going to be a temptation not to forsake all others. Amen? Come on, married folks. Act like nobody's ever tempted you since you got married. But regardless of what the temptation is, you've dedicated your life to your spouse. That doesn't mean that there's no good-looking men, good-looking women out there. It just means I've dedicated myself to my wife. And regardless of everything they may offer me, I am not going to destroy my household for one's moment of pleasure. One of the things that kept my mind from wandering in our marriage, and now we're coming up on 35 years. Is that I could not see myself lose everything for the sake of one moment's pleasure. Because you will lose everything. If it that person don't take it, your ex-wife is going to get it. So I said, there's nothing worth losing everything for. I've got a good woman and I'm going to stay with her. And then the other thing kept me faithful, of course, was my kids. I could not see another man raising my sons because they would not love them like I love them. They did not care for them like I love them. I wanted to care for them. They did not have a vision for them like I had for them. And that helped me to stay dedicated to my wife. It's not that she ever did anything that was worth me leaving her. I mean, she may have annoyed me every now and then. That's just normal stuff, right? But, you know, my wife has been a wonderful wife to me. If anybody had reason to leave, it may have been her, not because of adultery. Don't get that. I don't want to get that clouded. But it's just sometimes I was just hard to live with. But thank God. We were dedicated to one another and still remain dedicated. I love my wife more now than I did when I was 20 years old when we got married because I know her now. Back then, I just was in love. But now I really know her and I appreciate who she is as a person. I appreciate that we can come and grab hold of each other's hands and touch and agree. When we're facing a crisis and say, babe, come on, let's touch and agree because the Bible says where two or three agree as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done. That's dedication. And we're dedicated not only to one another, but we're dedicated to our commitment to God. We're dedicated, completely sold out to the Lord Jesus. And the last thing that we see from these two warriors who stood in the face of all odds, you know, we all heard about Samson, how he did all these, but nobody really knows about these guys. But we see that the scripture says, be faithful unto death, and we will all receive a crown of life. And this is what these men represent. They were willing to lay their lives down to defend their nation. They were dedicated to that point. And so the question is, how dedicated are we? Dedicated to the point where we're willing to lay our lives down? And I'm not talking about in a battle, because our laying of life down is giving up things that most people would consider to be just regular things. Fasting when nobody even heard of fasting. Doing things, praying all night when most folks ain't thinking about praying, can't even pray 5 minutes. That's laying your life down, because you're trying to hear from what God says. You're trying to find out what he's doing in your life. You're trying to find direction. It takes commitment. It takes dedication to hear from God. And in order to do that, you have to do extraordinary things. And sometimes you have to do it by yourself. But the great thing about dedication is that soon, when people see your dedication, it'll attract others. Amen? There's nothing better, wives, husbands, than to see your husband or your wife dedicated to something, because then it stirs you up to want to do more. Amen? Am I right? I mean, if you saw your husband, if those of you got husbands, and if you saw your wife up praying every morning, and then you like, sooner or later, it's going to stir you to say, man, I need to get up. I need to get up. Even if I'm like this. She's there, I'm here. I might be half asleep, but I'm here. It stirs. Dedication stirs us. And that's why God wants us to be dedicated. That's why Jesus was dedicated, because he knew that his dedication would lead to the dedication of his followers. That's why he had to lay his life down. Because without doing that, of course, we would not have a life to turn to. So as we look at being dedicated, as we look at being warriors for the kingdom of God, dedication is something that may look like we're doing it all by ourselves, but as we said, you're never alone. Amen. Give the Lord a hand.
Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel that way, right? It's like, golly, Lord, is you going to send somebody? Well, I said, is you going
to? We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.